Welcome to an episode of Homeowner Horror. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and this is the case of the missing body. All of the information shared in this episode is for educational purposes only. The names and the addresses have been concealed to protect all parties involved. Police officers were called to a home on Tuesday morning. The homeowner told them that she smelled a foul odor and followed it to the closet door. She said that when she opened the closet door, a body fell out. The homeowner also told police that she recently allowed a homeless person to store his things at her house, but it is unclear if that's the person that was found dead. There's no other information at this time, as the investigation is ongoing. Guys, what the heck? I have so many questions. Like, number one, how did you not know that somebody was dead in your place? How did you not know that someone was there, period, right? And not only that, they were called to the home that morning, and then the fact that it smelled. I believe that it takes a few days for a body to smell. So you mean to tell me that that smell or that body was in that home with you all that time? Something is very, very suspicious about this story. And then the fact that he or she allowed a homeless person. Who allows a homeless person to live in the home? And then also, did she know the person? Like, I have so many questions. This just does not make sense. Listen, for all you homeowners, listen. We don't just let anybody into our home. Especially, I hate to say it, especially if they're homeless. You don't know what kind of background they have. You don't know what kind of mental state they're in. You don't just let anybody into your home, and you don't even let anybody keep their things at your home. Now, some of you have relatives that got all kinds of things in your house, boxes and everything else. You don't even know what's in the box. It could be drugs. It could be guns. Listen, guys, you got to protect yourself, okay? There are so many red flags in this story. It does not make sense. And the fact that they don't even know if the homeowner knows this person. Again, there are so many questions that I have. Oh my goodness. Guys, you can feel free to leave your comments in the comments below. I'm sure that there's more on this story that's going to come out. But listen, you have to protect your home, your sanctuary, right? By any means necessary, you have to protect your sanctuary. And that is the beautiful thing about having your own home, is the fact that you decide who gets the key. Unlike when you're in an apartment, you know, the maintenance come through, the rental office can come through, they can have inspection any moment, right? But when you have a home, you are the one that holds the key and you decide who comes and goes into your home. I don't know about this story, guys. This story sounds real fishy to me. Feel free to leave your comments in the comment section, and I am sure that we'll hear more on this story. But again, you want to protect your home at all costs. And actually, even for you guys who are allowing family members to stay in your homes, make sure that you understand or you know this person, because sometimes we don't really know family, right? So you have to really pay attention to the character, to the integrity, and things of that nature. I'm not saying don't help them. I'm saying that you have to be careful, right? You have to be careful. The fact that she let this homeless man store his things there, right? So maybe he was coming to get his things and brought a friend, and the friend decided to kill him there, like, or the person that's not even a friend. There's so many questions that I have about this story. But guys, I'm going to be sharing some more horror stories, homeowner horror stories. And I encourage you to send me your stories. Send me your stories. Send them to 50plushometeam@gmail.com so that I can share them and people can learn the lessons from the experience. Bless others, right? By letting them learn from your mistakes and or just to help them in general. All right, guys, so don't forget to share your horror stories with me. I'll be happy to get you some solutions, or I would be happy to share your story. Thank you.